Good morning. Locally dense fog developed overnight. In some cases, visibility's down below a quarter mile, so with low visibility, slow going early this morning. The rain from yesterday has lifted through northern and eastern New England, and we're in a bit of a break. Still plenty of clouds, and with that fog outside, it'll be a gray start, though temperatures well above freezing and mostly in the upper 30s to mid-40s. Another wave of low pressure is lifting out of the Tennessee Valley through the Appalachians and in our direction. It has a deep slug of Gulf of Mexico moisture with it, so rain will move back in gradually through the middle of the morning, toward lunchtime, and into the afternoon closer to the Canadian border. During the afternoon hours today, we could see a few bursts of rain, maybe even a rumble of thunder in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Temperatures will manage to reach into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. As that wave passes overhead tonight, more rain is likely, also areas of fog. Then temperatures will drop back into the lower 40s. We'll be left with a lot of clouds, but mostly dry weather for the day tomorrow. A northwest breeze will kick in, and that'll help break up some of the clouds, so a few bright spots, maybe even breaks of sunshine possible, but we also run the risk at a few scattered rain showers, especially downwind of Lake Ontario. Temperatures will manage to get into the upper 40s to around 50. A little more energy will still pass through on Friday, producing mostly cloudy skies, and a breeze out of the northwest will produce a couple of scattered rain and snow showers with highs in the mid-40s. High pressure will try to build in for the weekend, and it looks like it'll keep it dry for both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have our sunny periods mixing with clouds and a bit breezy, but seasonable for the first weekend of December, high temperatures in the lower 40s. Still some question as to the timing of the next disturbance out of the southern plains. Right now it looks like it could bring some rain or snow and rain to our region on Monday in the lower 40s before we go back to sunshine on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern Louisiana, across southern Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and into western South Carolina. Dew points in the 60s and weak instability will be in place ahead of the front that produced numerous tornadoes in the south yesterday. And shear will also favor localized damaging wind gusts with a broad area of 50-knot southwesterly winds in the low levels of the atmosphere. The greatest relative threat of severe wind or an isolated tornado appears to be from the Gulf Coast northeastward into Georgia, where mid to upper 60s dew points will exist. This will help low-level buoyancy. Storms will mainly be linear along the front, but a few areas of rotation may exist. Meanwhile, in the colder air, winter storm warnings remain in effect for the northern plains, where another 2 inches of snow will fall in North Dakota, bringing storm totals of up to 20 inches along with gusty winds. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 30 degrees, the dew point 30, 100% relative humidity, a west wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 7 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility in fog, 44 degrees, the dew point 42, 93% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-50s. Boston, rain developing during the afternoon, lower 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 30. The average temperature, 42. That's 7 degrees above normal. 13 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.87 inches for the month, which is still 31 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 31.40 for the year, which is 4.91 inches of precipitation below normal. Still just 6 tenths of an inch of snow for the month, which is now 2.0 inches below normal, and with 2.3 inches for the season, we're 6 tenths of an inch of snow below normal for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 67, set in 1933. And the record low, 10 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Locally dense fog this morning, with rain moving in later this morning or early this afternoon, and highs in the upper 40s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, locally dense fog early this morning with rain moving in later this morning and continuing in the afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. More rain tonight and fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, locally dense fog this morning with rain moving in later this morning and continuing into the afternoon, highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, with fog as well, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, locally dense fog this morning, then rain moving in later this morning and continuing through the afternoon, with highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Locally dense fog this morning, with rain moving in later this morning and continuing in the afternoon, with highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight and fog, with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few scattered showers, upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, a few scattered rain and snow showers Friday, mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds both weekend days for Saturday and Sunday in the lower 40s. A chance of rain and or snow on Monday, lower 40s. And mostly sunny, lower to mid-40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.